Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we've separately confirmed the intel that Steve Quayle gave us. Dealing with detention centers inside for during civil unrest or financial collapse inside of the post offices. So that's coming up in the next hour. And I did dig up some news articles from 2002 under the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act dealing with forced inoculations for smallpox to be carried out at the post offices. So that's coming up next hour. We have had, it's got to be more than 100 medical doctors and scientists and epidemiologists and virologists on over the years covering all the different studies about mercury in children's brains, brain surgeons, neurologists, you name it. And we know that autism's gone from, what, 1 in 25,000 two decades ago to 1 in 68. Some numbers are 1 in 55, and that's now admitted. The government doesn't deny that. And they've linked Crohn's disease to the antibodies for the measles shot in the intestines. We know that's way off the charts. But the doctor who was chosen to be demonized as part of a media hoax is Dr. Andrew Wakefield. And it's just like Rand Paul. He never said get rid of the Civil Rights Act. He said that private clubs should be able to have who they want. In the case of Bohemian Grove, wants it to be all men, or there's all women clubs. Sonia Sotomayor is part of one. That's their issue. But the media ran the national hoax that he is a racist with no evidence. And it's the same thing with Dr. Andrew J. Wakefield. You've got the government and the media caught putting out thousands of fake reports, fake studies by the big pharma companies, lying and saying there were no ill effects of the H1N1, putting out fake data sheets at hospitals and clinics. Meanwhile, the actual insert with the H1N1 said can cause Guillain-Barre's, can cause infertility, can be linked to cancer, can kill you. You know, that was on the insert. But the hoax was, no, none of this is true. So we're going to go to break, come back here in 1 minute, and go straight to Dr. Andrew J. Wakefield and his new book, Callous Disregard, Autism Vaccines, The Truth Behind a Tragedy. And because he's one of the most prominent, well-spoken doctors and works with Jenny McCarthy and others, and she wrote the foreword to his book, they have chosen him as kind of a general to try to assassinate politically. And they run this hoax, knowing the public doesn't know how research is done. You know, he paid people to let him do research on them. Well, that's how almost all studies are done. And so they claim that that's unethical. And it's just all this made-up baloney dealing with callous disregard. And so now they've got the headline, UK bans doctor who linked autism to vaccine. And they just imply that he's a big liar, and now vaccines are good, and it isn't 6 vaccines we want you to take by 18 months. It's 50 plus, and we want to give you a cancer vaccine, an HIV vaccine, an HPV vaccine that they admit's killed a bunch of people and doesn't even protect you. And basically, we're going to set the precedent to forcibly inoculate you because it's all lies. Wakefield's a liar with no evidence. So you'll hear directly from the man on the other side of this break. We're honored to have him here on the broadcast with us. But, you know, who can deny, ladies and gentlemen? I mean, I saw 4 or 5 articles. In fact, print them again from this week. Flu vaccine contaminated with live pig virus. Food and Drug Administration says it's okay. And in the article, it admits, well, it is linked to giving humans these diseases, but so what? Or SV40, live cancer virus in the polio vaccine. And now they admit it gave tens of millions of people cancer in the U.S. alone. But they're counting on you being ignorant. You know, they say case closed with no evidence. Wakefield is the devil. Roll up your sleeves. Hundreds of shots. Take them. We'll be back.
Hi, everyone. Andy Anderson here. Are you using those little bottles of hand gel that kill germs, bacteria, and other nasties? In today's world, that's smart, especially with the filthy doorknobs, shopping carts, and handrails we touch every day. Did you know that once the alcohol evaporates in a few seconds, goodbye effectiveness. No more protection till you use it again. PureWorks to the rescue. Our FDA-compliant foam, lotion, soap, and spray do not contain alcohol. Their killing power lasts up to 4 hours. PureWorks disinfecting spray is EPA-certified to kill swine, flu, bird flu, MRSA, HIV, hepatitis B and C, and for our friends in medicine, kills C. diff, along with a whole host of viruses and bacteria. Molds and fungus, too. It's even safe around pets and children. You'll love how your skin feels with PureWorks, soft and supple. No more dry skin. Here's to a little peace of mind knowing that your hands are still germ-free hours later. Call now, toll-free, 888-245-0300 to get your hands on PureWorks and get PureWorks on your hands. That's 888-245-0300.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency. And I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I want to be clear here. Without even looking every day, I see headlines like this one. Mutant polio virus spreads in Nigeria. And I see it happen in Latin America, in the Middle East, always the same UN program. Polio, the dreaded paralyzing disease, stamped out industrialized world, is spreading in Nigeria, as health officials say. In some cases, it's caused by the vaccine used to fight it. That's CBS News. Weaponized. Here's another one. FDA, Merck vaccines okay despite pig virus, Reuters. And it says the viruses made by GlaxoSmithKline and Merck are safe to use despite being contaminated with pig virus, U.S. health regulators said Friday. And then it goes on to admit that it can actually be linked to cancer and other health problems. Folks, this is every day. We read about, I had Wolfgang Woodard on a few months ago, the head of the EU Commission, a medical doctor. They got all the documents how the big five drug companies paid off the U.S., British, and EU government heads, their doctors, to come out and say, you're all dead, it's the most deadly thing in history, hundreds of millions are going to die, take the H1N1 shot. And then his commission found it is a dangerous shot. So what's happening is they're getting decimated. They're losing their propaganda war. And so what they'll do is they'll pick out a sacrificial goat, someone to basically punish publicly, to create a hoax so that people won't look at the masses of evidence. And here it is. UK bans doctor who linked autism to vaccine. For 3 years, they have savagely lied about him, misrepresented what he's done, and now they've taken his medical license in England. He's a British surgeon who lives in Austin, by the way, researcher best known for his work regarding MMR vaccine and its connection with autism and inflammatory bowel disease. And just a few days ago, he lost his medical license in the UK, but he's already moved here. His new book is Callous Disregard, Autism and Vaccines, The Truth Behind the Tragedy. And you can get the book in bookstores everywhere. It's forwarded by Jenny McCarthy. So we go to Dr. Andrew Wakefield now to get the truth from him. Sir, thank you for coming on with us.
Alex, thank you very much. Great pleasure. And thank you very much for your supportive words.
You bet. Now, just give us the backstory, your awakening, the studies you did, which are backed up by a bunch of other studies, I would add now, and then how they've tried to crucify you as a case point example.
I will, and I'll try and be brief, Alex. I am a mainstream academic gastroenterologist working in London. May 1995, parents started calling me and saying my kid was normal. They had this vaccine, MMR, and they lost their skills. They lost eye contact. They didn't want to play. They couldn't speak anymore. And they became autistic. And I said, I'm sorry, you must have got the wrong number because I'm a gastroenterologist. They said, my kid has got terrible bowel problems, diarrhea 12 times a day. They're in terrible pain. They're banging their head against the wall. I know they're in pain. They're bloated. And the doctor says, your kid's autistic. They're bound to have these problems. That doesn't make any sense at all. So we investigated these children, and they had a bowel disease. So we did our duty, our clinical duty, to put the children before anything else and investigate them. And we found they had a treatable bowel disease, which the medical profession had ignored previously. Now, the problem came is when the parents said that my child regressed after a vaccine. If the child had regressed after natural chickenpox, people would have found that fascinating, and you and I wouldn't be having this conversation now. But because it was a vaccine, it could not happen. Now, the parents are right about the bowel problem in their kids. The doctors were wrong, and therefore, we had a moral and professional obligation to look at whether the vaccine was causing the problem. That's when the trouble started. And so I said, right, I'm going to go back, and I'm going to read every safety study that's ever been done on measles vaccines, MMR vaccines. I wrote a 250-page report. I offered it to my colleagues. I said, I can no longer support the use of this vaccine because the safety studies are not there. They're just not there.
Doctor, let me stop you right now. I'm going to need you to start over. You've backed away from your phone, so we're having trouble hearing you.
Okay.
Get close to your phone. Go ahead.
Okay. So I took the vaccine safety issue very, very seriously. And in many ways, I wish I'd taken it more seriously before I vaccinated my own children. Alex, am I coming across now?
Yes, you are, sir.
Okay, good. And I made the recommendation that children should continue to be vaccinated but might get the single vaccine. Because I felt that the safety studies of the single vaccine, measles, mumps, and rubella, were better than those for MMR. Anyway, this caused a meltdown because they didn't want that to happen. The government didn't want that to happen. And so I made that recommendation in February of 1998. And when demand for the single vaccine was at its highest, 6 months later, the government withdrew the license for that vaccine in the UK. And so parents could no longer get the choice. Now, why would you do that? Why would you take away a choice from parents for how they would protect their children by removing the single vaccine? And so measles came back. They blame me. And in fact, the reason it came back is because they took away the choice. It wasn't an anti-vaccine argument, but it was saying give parents the choice of how they protect their children. The government took that choice away.
Dr. Wakefield, going back to the beginning, I've also seen research papers separate from yours that Crohn's, that didn't exist until the 50s and 60s, has been linked to antibodies associated with measles vaccines and others. And again, I'm not a doctor, but for any layperson, if a child supposedly has a neurological disorder, why would that cause them to have horrible diarrhea, which anyone with an autistic child knows is associated with it? I mean, they know exactly what's going on here. So let's break that down.
Well, okay, the first question is why would there be a link between a gastrointestinal problem and a brain disorder. Well, this has been known for a long, long time, and we are what we eat, in effect. You'll know, I know, because I like beer. If I drink a beer, then 5 minutes later, I'm going to feel the effect in my brain. So toxins, neurotoxins from the intestine will get through and affect the brain, and the drugs that we give to treat psychological and psychiatric conditions are absorbed through the intestine. We also know that there are diseases like liver failure, where the more you become jaundiced, then your brain stops to work, and then you ultimately go into coma and die. And that is because bacterial products from the gut are getting through and injuring the brain because the damaged liver isn't filtering them out. So this concept that there is a link between the bowel and the brain is as old as the hills. Is it relevant to what's happening in children with autism? I think so. But the most important thing is it generates testable ideas, testable scientific ideas that can be looked at. And what we find is when we treat the children's intestine, then in many cases, the brain improves. And that's very exciting because before this, we were dealing with a disease that is untreatable. The kids got autism, put them in a home, forget about them. Now we can start to do something about it.
And the system is mad because you're a prestigious doctor, you're well-spoken, your research has now been backed up by other studies, and so they have now crucified you, or they're attempting to destroy you, but I think this is going to backfire on them.
Well, I, to be honest, it could become their worst nightmare, because I have been constrained from saying anything so far because of the legal process. Now that's over and I can speak, and during the course of the hearing in the UK that you were talking about, the regulatory hearing, I obtained a lot of documents which are going to be very, very embarrassing for the government, because what they expose is why they went to these lengths to discredit me in the first place. And what is interesting is that when I got involved in litigation on behalf of the children as a medical expert, I thought that we were litigating against the pharmaceutical company. In fact, we weren't. In the UK, we were litigating against the government. Why? Because when we introduced the MMR vaccine in the UK, it was a dangerous vaccine that was introduced. It had already been withdrawn in Canada for safety reasons. But it was introduced in the UK knowing that there was a problem, but because it was made by the home team. It was made by a UK company. And so they appear to have given a preferential market share to the UK company, despite the fact that they knew the vaccine had problems. And the UK company, reluctant to get involved in that, seems to have got an indemnity from the government. So the government assumed their liability for vaccine damage. They didn't want that news to come out.
Doc, we've got you for the rest of the hour, and I want to go through their disinformation, because when I watch the news, they say, he paid people to be in his study. Oh, my gosh. Well, every study I've ever seen, they pay people. And they imply you're this liar, and you've been caught in this fraud. But we know, as vaccination has gone up, autism has gone up. We've seen all these other studies now connecting not just autism, but Crohn's to vaccines. I want to discuss that. And from your research, your studies, what the mechanism is, what's happening to the intestines via this vaccine that is then attacking the brain, and the treatments you found for parents out there that have children so they can hopefully reverse some of the things that have happened. Because of you and Jenny McCarthy and many others, the system, again, is really scared. They've got Dr. Dina Dell and others, who says, by the way, vitamins are bad for you. He says, I mean, it's incredible. Out there basically lying about you guys, building straw men. They are really desperate. But the good news is all the studies, all the research shows the people are really waking up to how dangerous these vaccines are. But the system doesn't care. It's like the human papilloma virus or the Gardasil. In their trials, it killed a bunch of people. It's killed a bunch of people since. But they don't care. They're out there saying, take it, take it, take it. And in the insert, it says, doesn't even protect you from cervical cancer. So we'll talk about that with Dr. Andrew Wakefield when we come back from this quick break on the other side. And we'll give you his website. We'll tell you more about the book, Callous Disregard, Autism, Vaccines, the Truth Behind a tragedy ordered by Jenny McCarthy. All I want to do is save children. I can't tell you how many parents I've run into on the street who don't even know who I am, and their child's autistic, And I say, when did that happen? 18 months, took a third round of shots. My kid was talking, running, jumping. Now he doesn't talk. He just sits there. He's 7 years old.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions' natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to HideYourGuns.com.
That's HideYourGuns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
HideYourGuns.com right now.
Right now.
Okay, we got Dr. Wakefield on with us. Where should we start here? Because what your study showed, what's causing the autism, what is it in the vaccines that's triggering this? We're now entire wings of public schools are for children drooling in the corner. As the shots increase, the retardation accelerates. The government says everything's fine. Take more injections. We love you. Mercury's good for you. All these new diseases that are associated with it. And then let's get into your persecution and the false claims they've made about you.
Okay.
So what did your study show?
The first study showed that there is an unsuspected bowel disease in children with autism, that there is inflammatory bowel disease in children who were historically thought to have a psychological or psychiatric problem. And that was really the main crux of the finding in the original study. In 8 of the 10 children, the parents made a clear association between the onset of symptoms and exposure to the MMR vaccine.
But looking at your study and other studies, what is happening in the intestine?
Well, I mean, just to sort of back that up, now in 5 countries of the world, the same bowel disease has been confirmed, in the U.S., in Venezuela, in Italy, in Canada, and the U.K. So is there a bowel disease in children with autism? I think absolutely the answer is yes. So we confirmed, it has been confirmed, that what was reported in The Lancet is right. And then the question is, well, why? And our speculation was that measles virus or some part of that vaccine, but most likely the measles virus, was producing injury to the intestine. And there are reasons to suspect that that's the case. Is it happening? We don't know, but we need to look at it. And we certainly can't brush it under the carpet because it's an uncomfortable question. Now, at the moment, the jury's out. Some studies say, yes, there is evidence of measles, and other studies say, no, there isn't.
But that's why they're angry, is because other studies are confirming what you've said. But regardless, we suddenly have these children in 18 months with a third round of shots in multiple countries. They get the MMR, and they're not saying, hi, mommy, hi, daddy, puppy, kitty, I want to go play at the park. You know, Junior is bye-bye.
Yeah, absolutely, Alex. And the most important question of all is, why are there so many sick children? Why are there so many parents reporting the same story? I just got back from China. In China, they had no autism, apparently. Now they've got between 4 and 5 million children with autism, they estimate. One home, I was told about, with 3,000 children alone, but they've no idea what to do with them. The story there is exactly the same. So these are not parents who are on the Internet or communicating with parents in the U.S., making it up. They tell the same
Well, it's
story.
Like if you, it's like if horses drink out of a poison pond and all the horses fall over dead, you know there's poison in the pond. I mean, this is 2 + 2 = 4. Something's going on.
Yeah, no doubt at all. And I think the wrong questions have been asked by the government. They're trying to avoid even questioning the safety of vaccines. And they've been mandated by the government to look at vaccine safety in the context of autism. And they're doing everything they can to avoid that. Now, you have to ask why. Why? Surely in the interest of children's health, you would want to know whether there's a link or not. If only to protect the vaccine program by maintaining public confidence. But no, they seem not to wish to look at these issues.
And to be clear, you're a surgeon and an expert who researches, you know, the gut, the stomach, the intestines. I mean, that's your specialty. And, you know, you did these studies, and now they're claiming that you've engaged in fraud, but then when you read the articles, they never show any evidence of fraud. They just say you're a fraud.
Yeah, and it's interesting that the claim of fraud has come from a freelance journalist who has absolutely no training whatsoever in science or medicine, and he has gone into the media and made up the most extravagant stories that when even the most mundane analysis failed to substantiate. And it's very, very sad that in pursuing their case against me, the government's PR campaign in the UK has bought into this notion.
Well, Doctor, we're going to come back and talk about how they lied about you, and I don't think you have to get your good name back. The mainstream media is so discredited now worldwide that the fact that they're attacking you is only heaping credit to your name, and that your research is verified by other research. But I'm going to bring up the $64 million question when we come back, which is the question you posed. Why do they know this is happening, and are they intensifying it? And we'll get your answer to that. Dr. Andrew Wakefield is our guest. I'm going to open the phones up specifically for families who have children with autism and their experience. 800-259-9231. We'll be right back with Dr. Andrew Wakefield. Stay with us.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake. And stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
By the way, I forgot to add, this book is so important, we only cover the most informative information. It's available on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. Callous Disregard, Autism and Vaccines, The Truth Behind a Tragedy, Andrew J. Wakefield. If your grandchildren are about to get married or having children, give them this book. And while you're at it, send them a few links to Pig Virus Contaminates Vaccines, but FDA says no problem, or send them mainstream government documents where they admit hundreds of millions of people were given the SV40 cancer virus in the polio shot, and they admit tens of millions then died from that. And look, I'll come right out and say it. I've made the film Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. I have the White House Science Czar's own textbook. They're doing this on purpose. These are eugenicists. This is population reduction. They're testing soft kills. Why would they come out and say it's okay for the Gardasil shot to kill young women? Why would they come out and say it's okay if tens of millions died of cancer from the SV40 shot? Why would they're setting the precedent to do this out in the open. Now, Andrew Wakefield, medical doctor, he won't go that far. He did the studies. Separate studies have been done, shown the same thing. I've had medical doctors on about the same thing with Crohn's disease. Luckily, it doesn't have the early onset and fry the brain, to put it in layman's terms, as a doctor, well, as many doctors have said here on the radio show. I got one person in my office has Crohn's. It's almost killed him. And it's mainline medical research that they're looking at that being vaccine caused. So callous disregard, autism, and vaccines, the truth behind the tragedy. Dr. Wakefield, look, they know it's doing this. You said you were just in the trial over in England, the hearings, and got even more documents. They've known this is going on. What, in 2000, ABC News got the documents from 2000, and it came out in 2002. I'm sure you're familiar with this, where it was the head of the Food and Drug Administration saying, I wouldn't give this to my grandkids. We've got to cover up what this has done. My God, we've damaged millions. And then they lied and said they'd taken mercury out, and of course, that's separate. Most of the doctors we talk to, like Russell Blaylock, they say the mercury is toxic, but is really a side issue. They say it is the adjuvant effect of causing an autoimmune response that causes the miscarriages, that causes the autoimmune response in the intestines, the autoimmune response, the brain swelling. A lot of children have a convulsion in the car or at home after the shots. Then cops come and arrest them because there's blood on the brain. They say they've shaken the babies. You know, that's a whole other facet to this, doctor, isn't it? How they also persecute people when the soft kill weapon MMR really hits them hard. Then they say, oh, you must have beat your kid.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're absolutely right. There were cases in England where there were a shaken baby syndrome, the child died, they had hemorrhages. The pathologist ought to say, look, this is something that could be consistent with the DTP vaccine that he's just had. They weren't allowed to talk about it. They were actually forbidden to talk about it in the courtroom. They couldn't address the vaccine issue. Now, if you can't bring the evidence into court, what kind of justice is that? And the parents are found guilty.
But that's even better. They get to brain damage the kid and then throw the parents in prison. This is a wonderful system for a predatory government. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I don't, you know, at the moment, Alex, I'm as a scientist and a doctor, I don't know whether, you know, to what extent this is just incompetence or conspiracy, but I do know there's a lot of damage out there that is going, that is being brushed under the carpet, and it's unacceptable. Kids in this country have never been had so many chronic immune diseases, asthma, eczema, hay fever, the Crohn's disease, autism. What is going on? It's a key question. The one study they will not do is a comparison of vaccinated versus unvaccinated children, long-term health outcomes. And that, the reason they won't do that is of a real concern to me, because I think they suspect that it will show that the kids who've been vaccinated are worse off. Now, it may not, but do the study. The people deserve it. Parents have every right to expect that study not only should have been done in the past, but if not, must be done now as a matter of urgency. They don't want to do it.
Well, doctor, look, we've had decades of this info coming out. They know what it's doing. And so we could say in the past maybe it was just incompetence, but now the system clearly knows that vaccines are causing all sorts of problems. I mean, take Gardasil. In the trials, it caused death, but still they came out and aggressively pushed it. Can you speak to that? And then also the admission that these vaccines are now contaminated with pig viruses, and you have written on that subject.
Yeah, I break it down. There are two things. I was at a meeting recently, Alex, with one of the speakers was one of the senior scientists involved in the production of the Gardasil vaccine. She was extremely concerned about the way it had been used, the rapidity with which it had been introduced in America. She said it was intended for women in third world countries or girls in third world countries who didn't have access to cervical smear screening, that there was no evidence that it worked, and that it was associated with problems. The reason for introducing it seems to be entirely a commercial one. And having spoken to someone who worked at Merck, an insider, there were problems in the trial, as you've alluded to, from very early on. So, and I read the other day, it's just been withdrawn or suspended in India, where girls died after administration. So there's a problem. And please, the government cannot just ignore this. The recent debacle over the pig viruses in a rotavirus vaccine. Again, this is a vaccine in England. No one uses rotavirus vaccine. Why is it necessary in the US? So we have a vaccine, and then after they say it's been extensively tested for safety, years later it's been given to millions of children, then they find that it's contaminated with pig viruses. So when as they did, that the benefits outweigh the risks. They have no idea what the risks are whatsoever. That is a totally dishonest statement. It is a lie, and it is a misrepresentation to the consumer and the American people.
Well, the way Dr. Blalock discusses it is that when you inject a bunch of RNA mixed with adjuvants that jack up the immune system on top of it, that the stomach and the intestines is really the front line of our autoimmune system, and that it just causes all sorts of bizarre interactions, and that this has been known for over 100 years, and that they're fully aware of what they're doing. I mean, Dr. Blalock comes right out on the show, and he, of course, reads the documents and says this is a population reduction program. But I don't expect you to go that far. I know you've already been demonized for simply doing the basic research. Let's briefly, though, talk about their false charges against you and then what's actually in the book, Callous Disregard, and how important it is for people to support you, because I've done separate research and I know that you've actually been tame in what you've said, and it's because you are so measured and well researched and effective that they're so scared of you. But I mean, let's talk about again countering their attempted demonization of you, doctor.
Right. The principal charge against the doctors was that we conducted unethical research without the appropriate approvals on children. We exploited children for the purpose of experimentation. What we actually did was listen to and respond to parents who were concerned about sickness in their very, very, very ill children who had been historically ignored by the medical system. We put together a multidisciplinary team to assess these children, to investigate them and diagnose them clinically. And what they have done in England is to misconstrue that as experimentation. It was not. And the contemporaneous documentation absolutely confirms that these children were being investigated for clinical reasons. You do not need an approval from an ethical committee for clinical investigations.
Well, my dad's a dentist, and he's got patents and things on just treatments for, say, dry socket. And that's how it works, is you say to a patient, do you want to be part of a study? We're going to pay you this money, and then you do it.
Right, let me be absolutely clear, that Alex, no patient was ever paid by anyone for being in the study.
No, I know, but that's not even unethical. Everybody knows that the big pharma companies and everybody pays, but they're saying on the news, they're trying to claim you paid them, so it's unethical to be able to do a test on them, and they're acting like you were Dr. Mengele or something when you did extremely ethical studies. My point is, knowing how medical trials work, you did nothing wrong, and they're misconstruing what you did.
Yes, it seems to me they're deliberately misunderstanding the evidence that is in front of them. And it was an extraordinary decision to have come to. We were all, I have to say, frankly, amazed that they could reach that decision. They either completely misunderstood it, or they had come to a predetermined decision based upon government pressure and media misreporting.
Well, they're desperate. I mean, would you agree that there is a mass awakening to the dangers of vaccines going on right now?
Yeah, I think this is something they find particularly difficult to cope with, that despite everything they've done to me, despite all the public relations that have been attacking me and the parents and other doctors, there was a study recently that showed that one in four parents in this country thinks vaccines cause autism. In other words, their public relations campaign has failed, because that is without any counter public relations campaign from our side. I haven't been in the media before because I haven't been able to be in the media. I haven't been able to get these facts out there. And 53% of people in that study, 53% of parents, think that vaccines are associated with serious side effects. So they have got a problem, and the problem is one of their own making.
Well, Dr. Wakefield, during the H1N1 situation, all I asked people to do was to read the vaccine insert. It said may cause neurological disorder. It said may reduce fertility. It said may be linked to cancer. So, I mean, everybody knows vaccines have, quote, adverse reactions.
Yeah. I think the swine flu was really needs to be brought out to the open. Here we were persuaded through a mass public relations campaign of fear and intimidation that there was going to be the worst epidemic of the nastiest flu ever, and we had to get this vaccine. It turned out to be one of the mildest influenza viruses on record. The vaccines
by the way, your book is now published just for a week or so, and it's, what, 23 on the Amazon chart, shooting up charts everywhere else. Give folks the best website. Is it callous-disregard.com? Is that the best site for folks to visit, Doctor?
Well, here's the thing, Alex. If people go on in the next 24 hours onto Amazon.com and buy it there, it goes to the top of the Amazon bestseller list, and it's gone from, it was published yesterday, in fact. It's now gone up to number 25. So if you want to buy it today, next 24 hours, go to Amazon.com, buy it there. And if you want to buy it after that, then go to callous-disregard.com. And anything that we raise, then a proportion of that will go to autism research.
Absolutely. I want to take some phone calls, but promise now, because you live in Austin, that the next month or two you'll come and be in studio with us.
I you've got to keep me away. I'd love to come and see you.
Absolutely. We can't wait to have you here with us. We don't have a lot of time left, this segment and the next, and I want to go to a few calls here for you, Dr. Wakefield. But again, we appreciate your courage. We appreciate you standing up and speaking out through the ridiculous demonization. But to be specific then, you literally did studies in your own office and didn't even pay people to be part of the study, because I've heard them on the news saying you did, as if that was bad. So just set the record straight. You did nothing wrong except try to save people.
We pursued our professional and moral duty, and we stand by everything we did, yes.
And as you said, other studies are showing similar responses. So, well, that's the thing about the mainstream news articles. They never really say what you did. They just say you're bad somehow and unethical. And I guess it's another political move. Just like the British government exonerating Tony Blair lying about WMDs. I guess they're just losing all credibility.
I'm afraid so. I think that this is an extravagant public relations campaign. It's actually a smokescreen to cover up the fact that there is a problem that they are unable to deal with, and therefore it's easier to go after me than it is after solving the problem.
But what are they going to do as more parents go take the polio shot and their kid dies of polio, which is in CBS News, or they get a Gardasil shot and their daughter convulses and is paralyzed the neck down for the rest of her life, or the 18-month-old's giggling, laughing, somebody's listening right now, they're not going to listen, they don't believe us, the child has the shots, they have a convulsion, the police take the parents to jail. I mean, you know, the reason they're going to lose this PR operation is because as their carnage continues, people are going to wake up and remember that we warned them.
Yes, people are most definitely waking up to the fact, because respectable, mainstream, professional, entirely intelligent people are now realizing for themselves that this is affecting their families. You know, if autism doesn't affect you now, then it certainly will in the future, because the numbers are going up so quickly. So people are coming to the realization in the saddest, most tragic possible way, and that is a personal experience of the problem. And it's just too big now to brush under the carpet.
What do you want to say to those out there that have persecuted you and lied about you? Because no doubt, Doctor, they're going to end up seeing and hearing this interview. What would you like to say to them?
Well, you know, it's a futile effort, because I'm not going away. The parents aren't going away. The children aren't going away. The work will be done. Truth will come out. So you're not going to change the history of this one bit. We will get to the bottom of it, whether it exonerates the vaccines or whether it implicates them. My job as a scientist is to pursue this to its natural conclusion. So that is what I intend to do.
We're going to go to break and come back and take a few calls for the doctor. But before we do that, Jenny McCarthy, I've heard vicious talk show hosts nationally on TV and radio claim that she's just wanting publicity. No, she has a child who was damaged that she lives with every day. And to just show how callous they are to attack a mother who has a sick child, clearly from the vaccines, and to claim that she's doing this for her own publicity, these people are just heartless. I mean, you know, have they spent time with the children that have been wrecked by this?
Yeah, because they're unable to deal with the facts of the matter, and they go after the person. And they have no compunction about how they go after the people. They're ruthless, and they are solely interested in protecting their own territory. And that is a great, great change.
Well, you're going to be speaking tomorrow at an important event, and we'll cover that when we come back on the other side. We'll tell folks how to be there. But bottom line, when you talk to Jenny McCarthy, what is her resolve like under the attack she's been under?
Oh, I think she's absolutely determined. You know, for mothers like Jenny, a small part of them, a big part of them, in fact, has been damaged and destroyed. And, you know, mothers will never quit. They will never, ever, ever give up. And they are an inspiration to doctors like me to continue the work.
Yeah, they've made a lot of mothers mad, a lot of fathers mad, and they're going to be brought to justice. Their whole eugenics program. These people are going to hang high. Doctors, stay there.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow for the rest of your life.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcasts?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from KeroStove. KeroStove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KeroStove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KeroStove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KeroStove.com. Kero Stove for family emergency solutions.
Folks, the book, Callous Disregard, Skyhorse Publishing, folks that put out The Secret Team by Fletcher Prouty, the Jesse Ventura books, all available at Infowars.com. Dr. Andrew Wakefield will be in studio with us in the next month or so. He's going to work on getting us Jenny McCarthy on the broadcast as well. We just want to get the word out and save children. You jump in front of a truck to save a child. Why wouldn't you warn people about these vaccines? You can meet Dr. Andrew Wakefield at the American Rally for Personal Choice tomorrow in Chicago. And so you can find out more details on the website, ageofautism.com. But in closing, I wanted to jam in a few calls for our guest. He's got to leave just here in just a few minutes. But it's so exciting to know that we will bring these criminals to justice. They're not going to stop us, and they're scared. John in Michigan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex and Dr. Wakefield. My sister is Mary Toko,
And I live in northern Michigan. I have a cousin that has two children with autism. Her third child she didn't give the vaccine to. Had a neighbor who just, his daughter lost a child right after the vaccine. The child died. A niece who had a son that had a reaction to it. My wife works for community mental health here in northern Michigan, and it's just, she takes care of the developmental end of the, not the mental. And it's just rampant, through northern Michigan. These families are so devastated with it, and they have hardly any, support from the medical industry. The agency my wife works for, they started a camp for children with autism, on the lakes at Torch Lake, and it's just grown. It used to be a local, but now it's a statewide.
Soon, 90% will have it, and they'll just say, that's the way it is, 50 shots a month, everyone can, and, you know, like geniuses will be able to tie their shoelaces, mental giants will be able to talk, and, you know, like a mental giant with an IQ of 71 points will say, mommy, is it true that people could once walk, because everybody will be in wheelchairs, and I mean, I'm being a little bit sarcastic here, but I mean, this is just so sickening. John, I appreciate your call. You know, that's a good final question for you, Dr. Wakefield. I'm going to come back with other calls in a moment. Sorry, he's got to go. But just the number of children everywhere, I mean, how obvious does this have to get?
I know. How is the system ever going to cope with this extraordinary problem? I mean, what you're going to have is you're going to have children affected, you're going to have the parents therefore affected, the families affected, the siblings, the grandparents. You're going to have every child is going to need 24-hour-a-day care, and therefore they're going to need two or three carers a week. You've got 30% of the population, 40% of the population just devoted to the care of children with developmental disorders. This isn't a productive economy. There's something going horribly wrong. It's something that's got to be done. It's long overdue, so we need to get on and do it.
Absolutely. Well, Dr. Wakefield, we're going to talk to you again very soon, and I'm glad you're able to speak publicly now. It's just so important to get this information out. Callous disregard, autism vaccines, the truth behind a tragedy, Amazon.com, Infowars.com. God bless you, sir. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, sir.
Wow, that was a very scary interview. Look, the people running things know exactly what they're doing. Okay? I mean, every day I read where another village died after they took the smallpox shot. A bunch of people died in the village after they took the polio vaccine. You know, a bunch of kids died after they took this shot, that shot. And they're just normalizing it where it's just completely normal. And, yeah, you know, we got 10 kids in the neighborhood. Two of them are dying of cancer right now. Three of them are autistic. The others have got allergies so bad they can't come out of the house. They're all on medication. Everything's normal. And they've got hundreds of new vaccines awaiting approval, and you've got to take them all. And I meant to ask Wakefield about this. What is his concern about the move to make vaccines mandatory? See, because we're waking up now, they're saying, SWAT teams are coming. Roll up your sleeve.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.